W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days as Israeli ground forces battle Hamas militants around hospitals where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. Dr. Margaret Harris is with the World Health Organization.
Most hospitals have closed. We've got 60% at least not, close their doors, not able to function. Of the 15 remaining hospitals, they're under massive strain. They can only provide really limited emergency services. They've got shortages of water, food, and of course, fuel.
She calls it the most grim thing she's seen in her career. Following criticism about some of the gifts accepted in the past, the 9 Supreme Court justices have all signed a new code of conduct outlining what they should and should not do ethically. This is ABC News. A White House report says climate change is getting worse in every part of the United States.
The president plans to spend another $6 billion in programs to help make cities more resilient to climate change. That will include improving the electric grid, upgrading water systems, and reducing flood risk. Most of that money coming from the bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act. The report also says climate impacts across the U.S. are worse everywhere, from heat waves to wildfires.
ABC's Andy Field. The holiday travel season is ramping up with Thanksgiving just over a week away. The TSA is expecting to screen 30 million passengers between November 17th to the 27th, up 10% from last year. Seismic activity has slowed down slightly in Iceland, where thousands of people have been forced to evacuate due to concern about a volcanic eruption. About 900 earthquakes have been detected on Iceland's southwest peninsula since Sunday. Justin Finch, ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the Green and Gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stacked stagnant. You know, we're kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, you know what I mean, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
As Craig Counsell with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 58. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 43. Bright sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS 97.9 and 98.3. This segment brought to you by some of our favorite people in the world, Midwest Restoration, commercial and residential restoration. I'll tell you what, if you have a problem such as water damage in your basement, if you have a fire, if you have mold problems, all sorts of things, call these people. It's so easy to get a hold of them, you can't believe it. 920-MIDWEST. And here's the thing. They literally have their phones right next to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They are there for you. And two things they are really stressing right now. And by the way, Todd and I talked to the, was it the fire chief of Howard?
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. Sorry. Yep.
And we talked. They work really closely with them. With Midwest Restoration, and he's going to come on one day, and we're going to talk about some of those things Midwest Restoration was talking about, but how the number of fires from the lithium batteries, the number of fires from the, you know, things that you would never think of, like a bathroom fan, you know, gets fan, dusty right. And you forget about it, all those sorts of things. And another thing they're really stressing right now, Midwest Restoration, is get your outside faucets insulated. They have so many broken pipes during the course of winter. Because they freeze and then they snap on you.
And cause a lot of damage.
Cause a lot of damage. When I was in real estate, I told you I was at this house, bringing this wonderful young couple, walk in one day and say, huh, kind of chilly in here. Called the broker. He said, it shouldn't be. It should be like 66, 68. I said, it's like 34 right now.
Yeah.
And once they turned the heat on, it just, psh, 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 pipes right. Just exploded.
And for what? Less than $50, they could have prevented all that.
Absolutely.
And so, but Midwest was there for them, which is cool. So.
Midwest Restoration, once again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year, phone number 920-MIDWEST. Great, great people. We're with Doug Heim. This is really interesting stuff because I mentioned, Doug, I came to town in 84 just when you were kind of winding down from the TV station, but everybody told me all the stories about the great things you did and everything like that. So you've kind of been a fixture in my career, knowing that you were one of those trailblazers doing this kind of offbeat stuff that, you know, Ned the Dead picked up and carried that mantle for so long. So it's got to be kind of fun knowing that you were the first guy to kind of blaze that trail.
Is it fun? That's a good question. I never really thought of it was fun. It's just been one great ride, and I'm living a fantastic life, and look back, it's been great. Speaking of Steve Brenzel, in our very first episode, I play the very first promo for TJ and the Ant, and the man that created the commercial, does the voice for it, wrote it. His name is Don Shunkey, and I went up to Tom Hutchinson with my all-night theater idea, unbeknownst that Don Shunkey had to come up with this other late-night idea, And so I went on the air, and when you watch the commercial, he says, "Go home, Dougie." It's kind of like the little hint in there of like, well, I kind of, you know, but after I left the TV station, it went off in 82. And the reason the All Night Theater went off the air, by the way, was because TV 11 at the time was an ABC affiliate, and the ABC network required that they carry their programming, of course. And they decided in 1981 or late 81 that they were going to go all night with news. And that's why the show went off the air.
Oh, so that was right after the hostage crisis and everything, right?
Yes. They
started going with Nightline. Because I worked for an ABC station at the time out west, and same thing happened there. Wow, interesting.
So, Doug, you, as Johnny said, you're a trailblazer in media locally here in the Green Bay market, and you're kind of known for maybe not staying within the lines, which I think is cool. I like people who step outside. Tell me what two or three things that were kind of really unique that you really, all the stuff you've done, and I haven't read your whole book. I read parts of it, but what stands out in your 40-year career?
Well, first of all, a pirate radio station, illegal, you know, as a teenager, that was pretty trailblazing.
That's cool.
That's one.
Where did you develop the technical skill, Doug? Talking during the break about you fix your own old equipment and things. How did you learn how to do all that stuff?
I could answer that, but the quickest answer is it's all in my book. I wrote a book called My Reality TV Show, and you can buy it anywhere on the internet that someone's selling books.
Okay.
If you go on Amazon, you'll even see ratings and people's comments about the book. But and then, of course, the All-Night Theater, one of the unique things, like I said, is not only going on all night, but even to this day, do you see any television show where they're hosting the show from the control room, you know, where the guy running the station is actually also hosting the show? There's no such thing.
No.
And so that was another.
Do you, when in the book, I don't know, you don't ever have somebody on that wrote a book. I hate talking too much about specific things in the book because I want people to buy the book to, you know, read it for themselves. You don't want to give it all away. But is there anything when you were writing this, where you thought, should I go there?
Oh, all through the whole book. Matter of fact, when I was done, I thought, should I even release this?
Okay.
I didn't know.
But I mean, it's been quite the eclectic career that you've had. And I think it's really cool that you're still doing these things. So tell me more now about the podcast and everything you're going to be doing.
Yeah. I got out of broadcasting some years back. I tried to launch a drone photography company back in the around 2007. And I couldn't because the FAA stepped in and said, you know, we've got to make rules and regs here until we figure out. So I was kind of grounded. I flew into the radar for a little while with that. But anyway, then I was sitting around and having a beer with my buddy saying, what are we going to do with the rest of our lives? And he said, why don't you start up the Dance Machine again? And I said, I don't want to be a DJ. I'm in my 50s. I hate the dance music these days. So what I ended up doing was creating a lighted dance floor industry out of the conversation. And I'm currently the only manufacturer in the United States building a lighted dance flooring. And my floors are patented, and I have customers all over the world, literally. I've got customers in Australia. I've got customers in China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, all the...
And what are they buying? What are they buying? The floor, it's like strobe...
It does everything.
But it ties into the music?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it does.
It does anything you want. It's if anybody knows lighting controllers out there, they're called DMX, Digital Matrix Lighting Controller, and it can program the floor to do whatever you want it to do.
That's cool.
That's awesome stuff. Doug, when you were back in TV, I mean, that was right in the era where, like, the anchors were.
Yes.
They were big time back then, weren't they? Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, well, of course, I was, you know, inspired.
I mean, it wasn't far from, whatchamacallit, the movie with Will Ferrell.
Anchorman.
It wasn't too far from that, was it?
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's a good way to put it. One of the stories I want to share, though, not to change the subject, but on TJ and the Ant, one of the unique things we did is had a mystery picture. And I'm going to do that on my new modern version of TJ and the Ant on YouTube. And what it is we zoom in extremely close on something, and the viewer is supposed to guess what it is. And if they don't guess, we zoom out little bit by little bit by little bit, and we give hints until somebody finally figures it out. Well, in my book, I tell you about a case where somebody gave me a mystery picture, and it wasn't supposed to be a mystery picture. It was just supposed to be used as an artistical background kind of thing. And I had a producer that I was working with, and he said, can I use that picture for a background in a commercial? And I said, well, sure. I don't care. Take it and use it. And he did. It was one of these commercials that were 60 seconds long, but at the last 10 seconds, this image comes up with in the background behind the phone number and address and so forth. So it was on everywhere. It was on all the TV stations. It aired even on TJ and the Ant. And I got a call from the guy who gave me the picture, and he said, Doug, I need to tell you, do you know what that's a picture of? And I said, no. It looks like some pink crinkled paper or something. He goes, that's an extreme close-up of my penis.
Oh, my God.
So
nice.
And I didn't tell anybody about that for 10 years because I didn't know if the TV stations would get in trouble for that.
Right. In retrospect, sure. Okay. Good.
Great. Well, thanks.
Okay. Doug Hogg's been here, folks.
Hey, so 40 years media, kind of I like the word trailblazer. Who are some of the people who influenced you, and who are some of the characters that's like, I can't believe this guy is here? I don't know. Just tell me that. I want to hear that. I like a little bit of dirt.
I get asked that all the time. And there you go. I hate to say that there wasn't really anybody. I just saw, like, when I saw a DJ, and that influenced me. When I had no desire to be a Ray Wheeler or a Stanley Siegel or anything like that. Matter of fact, when I came up with TJ and the Ant, I didn't want to host the show. That's why I call it a TJ, that anybody can be a television jockey. But because I was the only one doing the show, that became my second name.
And really, it was the start of MTV right around that same time.
Yeah, it was.
These things were, it was a whole new adventure, a whole new era of, television.
Yep. Yes,
hey,
it
Doug,
was.
When you were in the control room, was it live? Were you actually running the equipment to do all the video stuff, or was that just all recorded?
No, it was the real deal.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
You were live on the air from the control room pressing all the buttons.
That's correct.
I had no idea.
Matter of fact, one of the things I did, and it probably unethical, but I did it anyway, I would wink at people. I'd be on the phone live with somebody, and I'd say, look at your TV screen, I'm going to wink at you. And that would make a flash of black on the screen for a second. And I did that, not a lot, but once in a while for my friends on the phone. And one day... I got a call from, I think it was my boss, the production manager at the time, Dave Campbell, and he called up and goes,
Junior,
what's going on there? Why is the picture going black, flash of black? What is that? I don't know. I think the engineers are doing something back in the back room. I don't know.
You worked with all the legendaries from back then, huh? I mean, Pat Crollo and Tom Hutchison, yep. And Dave Campbell and Shunky, and what a wonderful bunch they were.
Ron Erickson,
absolutely.
So you are... Next chapter is this podcast that you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing it monthly. The people are going to ask you to do it more often than that, but that's a place to start, and I think that's going to be quite interesting. But tell me your perspective on the industry today.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you brought that up because, like I said, I have all this stuff. I've been saving it and storing it all the years, and now I'm digitizing it from analog to digital and wondering what I should do with it all and putting it out there. And the industry today, I'm scared. I I'm only going to do once a month for a couple reasons. One, I don't want to make this a job. I'm doing this purely for pleasure, fun, and I feel like I'm doing something productive. And if I don't have an audience, I won't do it. And if I have a bigger audience than I expect, well, then maybe I will do it every 2 weeks or whatever.
The name of the book is My Reality TV Show by Douglas Heim. Well, Green Bay, Wisconsin. All true stories.
Oh, you'll love them.
Amazon.com, all those kinds of places, right?
Anywhere.
Doug Heim, thank you so much. It's been great. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Well, thank you, guys.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year. They are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, it's going to be nice today, but sooner or later, it's going to be below zero, and your energy costs are going to go up, but not if you replace your drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks. Save even more by taking advantage of the no-interest, no-down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Get on it right now. Get a free in-home consultation today at PellaWindows.com. I'm sure they do all kinds of that testing where they show where the cold air is coming in and all those kinds of things.
It's amazing.
Is that like infrared or something? Or?
Yeah, it is. And yes, they do that. There's other things they can do. Hook up a whole blower. You can really spend, like they said, $450 to get a test done, but there's...
Well, the real cheap way people used to do is hold a candle by it and you see if the candle is... if the flame is moving.
Or walk by it.
Yeah.
And, gee, this looks like there's a draft coming in. The window's closed. But, you know, I would just encourage people. You know, you had that guy on yesterday from the Sustainability Task Force.
That was interesting.
Yeah, he's a pretty bright guy. And...
You're a pretty bright guy.
And but I'm just telling you, Johnny, it is.
You went to Harvard.
Windows and doors. I
see the mug.
Just to impress our guests.
Yes.
I've lost impressing you. This Doug guy.
Yeah, this
that
is
media,
great.
You know what's cool about
this book
Doug?
Looks really interesting.
And I media has changed. And yet this guy was here from like pretty much day one in Green Bay. And you guys go back to these war stories of these names, you know, but I think we all know some of them, you know, and. I was really interested, and I'm going to have to read. I didn't read his whole book. I read part of it. But the media has changed a lot, not just from going from – to think there was never overnight
well,
TV,
that was
and that wasn't that long ago.
Right there is when it was all starting to change. Wouldn't you say –
Yeah, it was, and that right after that is when deregulation came in
yeah.
the early 80s and stuff like that. So companies were buying more and more stations and all that kind of stuff. I have to tell you that a listener texted in. If you go on YouTube, which I love to do, and look for old stuff, you will find all classic stuff and all the promos from when you were at Channel 11 that
no
you
kidding.
Can find. Pat texted one in from the days when it was Come Home to NBC, and you're on there with Ray Wheeler and Linda Lazar and John Chandick, and you're dancing around the logo in the back. And
oh, no.
I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Okay. How do you delete something?
right. That's the problem with YouTube. It's here forever.
Oh, that's great. That's fun stuff. But that was a fun era because, and you know, I will say this though too, Todd. I mean, you were in the music and the other part. You know, MTV, it was, that did a lot more. That opened the doors to a lot of different things in the media. People have no idea how important, or I don't know if I say important, but how instrumental MTV was for people to say, hey, we can do some different things. It used to be, I mean, TV used to be kind of boring. You'd have your nightly newscast, and that was it kind of. And, you know, and you got your nice shows like, you know, Andy Griffith. Or MTV.
Very structured.
Exactly. That opened up
nice.
A whole different world.
Creativity.
Of entertainment.
Yeah. I give some credit to David Letterman, too, because his first shows were really odd and really wacky.
Yes.
I mean, they were dropping watermelons off the top of buildings.
Jumping onto the Velcro wall.
Yeah. I mean, so I think at that point, people were trying
stupid
some different
animal
stuff.
Tricks.
Right? Yeah.
That's funny.
My buddy Chris Hansen was on there drinking beer through his nose.
Oh, man.
Remember that one?
Do you remember that guy from...
from the sardine can.
I know. Oh.
From a sardine can?
No.
Chris, he owns a sardine can.
The sardine can on Broadway, right next to that burger place.
We can get him in here. He'll drink a beer through his nose.
Through his nose. And
We've got beer in the fridge.
Absolutely.
Oh, I remember him coming to see me saying, oh, Mayor, you know.
Do we still have that beer here?
Yeah, there's
That's
two beers in there.
That's actually pretty good beer, Brewski.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, my son brought back a beer from Prague that was the best beer I've ever tasted. I can't think of the name of it, but it's like a dark beer, but light tasting. Does that make sense? You know, because sometimes a dark beer is like drinking a chocolate shake. This was the most delicious beer right from Prague. I got to
Is that Norbertine or no?
Might be.
Yeah, it's something. That's a dark beer.
Okay.
But I don't.
It was the greatest tasting beer I've ever tasted. It was so good. We got to find out what it is.
Yes, we do.
Get into local bars.
And, well, or.
Stock our fridge.
Or we could get the recipe, manufacture it, and monetize it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to. Let's get the recipe for that Czech beer. Yeah.
Why not?
4,000 years of Benedictine Czechoslovakian monks.
I can get my brother to bless it. We're good. Okay. We can make this happen.
All right. You know what's funny, though? I tell him, because you know what he went to? He said that was, I begged him to go to something in Prague, and he finally went. The Communist Museum.
Yeah, I bet that was.
He said, you want to talk about something fascinating, the Communist Museum. And I told him, I said, you know, it's funny, because, you know, he's half Czech, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, Czechs were commies. They were like our enemy. Remember that? If the United States played them in hockey or something, it's like, we got to beat the enemy. We got to beat the Russians. Got to beat the Soviets. And it's funny how, you know, you think about that. It was almost like in East Berlin.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the poor people couldn't help it. They were overtaken by the communists, by the Soviets, and they didn't want to be that way. But growing up, it was like East Germany, Czechoslovakia, Russia, Romania. They were all our enemies.
Right. And that's nice you sent him there. I want to get him on here. I think, you know, he's what did you say, 25, 26?
Yeah.
Okay. People should do that, not wait till they're 65.
Absolutely.
You know, and when they retire.
65 is not bad. Come on.
No, but I'm saying, Johnny, wait to retire. You know, and I don't know how much he spent on the trip, and I don't really care. But, I mean, it's not that far of a reach to go to Europe. And
no.
I think people, if they can get 2 weeks off of work and plan a trip, and there's just a lot to be seen and learn, and I think it makes you just a more rounded person. I think traveling is good.
And, well, I'm going to be moving a couple of years, moving to Italy.
When did this come up? We've been on the show
I've
for 6 months. You said you're going to go back and find
some dive cottage on
the water and unplug. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it up.
Right.
You can buy them for like $100 in Italy.
When is Italy? You never said. Todd, did you hear him say Italy?
Never. I thought this was Nagani or something like that.
Me too. Okay, this is new.
Okay.
This is like that turtle.
What?
Remember that TV show, you guys? That turtle, you know? That Mr. Wizard? Drizzle, 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 drone. Time for this one to come home. Because he'd come up and say, Mr. Turtle, Mr. Wizard, I want to go and get a cottage in Italy. And he'd go and, or he'd want to be a spaceman, or he'd want to, and he'd go and he'd do it, and then he would he gets totally self in trouble.
Then
the wizard would bring him back. Do you remember that show, Johnny?
No,
I don't watch
Nobody's
TV.
Ever seen it. No one has. Any
I was just
going to
say,
about.
can you share whatever you're on this morning? Because that sounds like quite a trip.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Finally, I am right on something.
No, you're not
on the media.
No, I
didn't watch TV as a kid.
No,
I did watch.
Anybody
Mr.
have
wizard.
Any idea what he's talking about?
Mr. Wizard,
just give me a yay or no
with a turtle.
No,
and the turtle would he
you,
would.
I'll tell you what. This is when you were in college.
No. First of all, it wasn't. I did not.
How were those mushrooms? Good.
No, I did
you put them in a white sauce.
Laugh all you want, you guys. Okay. I'm right on this one.
All right,
this one I'm right on.
Never heard of it before.
And it was his turtle, and he would always get himself in trouble, and then the wizard would bring him back. And it's like the moral of the story was, be happy where you are.
I moved. I moved to Italy.
Yeah.
This has already been planned.
We're gonna
I'm
be
just
bringing
decided.
You back. You know,
I'm getting a cabin over there. Fixer up, bringing you back for like $100, and I'm gonna be in northern Italy.
Mr. Wizard.
No, I'm just telling you. I've got this planned. I've got it all worked out.
This is the first I've heard about it. You don't have this
planned. Well, I don't have to share my plans with you and everything I do. Do I?
You do everything else.
We just got a text that says, puff, puff, pass.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Hey, puff
that
magic
not
dragon there. Wow.
All right, we got to move on.
Didn't know you're a pothead. I got to set a quick break back after this. I'm going to give you my love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days as Israeli ground forces battle Hamas militants around hospitals where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. Dr. Margaret Harris is with the World Health Organization.
Most hospitals have closed. We've got 60% at least not, you know, closed their doors, not able to function. Of the 15 remaining hospitals, they're under massive strain. They can only provide really limited emergency services. They've got shortages of water, food, and of course, fuel.
She calls it the most grim thing she's seen in her career. Following criticism about some of the gifts accepted in the past, the 9 Supreme Court justices have all signed a new code of conduct outlining what they should and should not do ethically. This is ABC News.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 58. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 43. Bright sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mine or the Mayor here on Tuesday. And you're right, Sandra Rank is in the house. Amy Jo gets the day off. Yes. She was fun, though. We enjoyed talking with her.
She's the best.
Blast. Yes.
She is. She's wonderful. Good human being.
Good energy in your company.
Thank you.
You know, and I think that's cool. She comes here, and people, when they're buying houses or selling houses, they're a little bit apprehensive sometimes. Are there? It's an unknown, and she, like you, just has good energy and very solid with her information. So she was a great guest, but we're glad you're back.
Well, hey, how was Hawaii?
Hawaii was really
great. Which part?
We went to Kauai.
Oh,
nice. Okay. What'd you buy?
It was great. What was that?
What'd you buy?
You know what? I didn't.
Johnny and I will.
Very little. So here's a fun fact about being in real estate.
Why is Todd walking in the studio? I always get nervous when Todd walks in the studio.
It's like the principal walking in.
Oh, he's doing something, and then he's adjusting the mic.
Oh, he's adjusting the mic. Does that mean I'm, like, talking too closely to him?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so let me tell you about why I didn't buy anything in Hawaii.
Yes.
So one of the things we see in real estate all the time is all the junk that gets thrown out.
Yeah.
The stuff that people swear every kid's going to want it. Nobody wants it. So I'm purging our own house right now, and I bought very little because I'm like, what do I need? Like, nothing.
Could have brought us something, though.
Okay. Right.
Tank top?
We're kind of waiting.
Okay, here's the other thing.
Show's not over.
No.
My luggage
was
like 49 pounds leaving, and they're like, oh, you can have up to 70 pounds in this. And I'm like, score. So when we came back, I had like 56 pounds, and they're like, it was a different airline. So they're like, oh, now you got to pay.
And then they ended up getting,
I was like, what the?
Anyway. How much?
Well, actually, we ended up getting it for free. Then she was like, it's only 6 pounds. I'll let it go.
Nice.
Hey,
very nice.
On real estate, you know, I think everybody follows real estate and the average price of homes and what's going on. But a little positive news after all this, you know, you can't afford it. It's out of control. The real estate, the interest rates have stabilized. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They came down a little bit last week.
Isn't that 7.6?
They're in the low sevens right
now. Okay.
And with the right credit score, some of the banks and some of the credit unions have in the last week they did the high sixes. I haven't looked this week.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're probably going to be where they're at for a while. Some people are saying they're going to go up to 8%.
Right.
100% of people have been wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
No one's been able to predict the ride that we're on. Right now, they're in the low sevens, some places the high sixes. Some people are saying we're going to see the eights. Some people are saying it's an election year, we're going to get back down into the low sixes. So no matter what it is, it is.
I think there's a little bit to be said for election year cycles.
Always.
On gas and interest rates.
Everything's better that year.
So I think, I don't.
You know what? Not to get too complicated, and I don't know enough about it to get too complicated, but I wouldn't be able to sleep at night having an ARM loan.
Right.
What's going to adjustable rate.
I know, cap that though, don't.
Go ahead. Yes, but ARMs are, you're thinking of the ARMs of the 2007s.
Okay.
Right, so those ARMs were like 2 and 3 years.
Maybe you have to explain to our listeners, that's the adjustable
rate mortgage.
Right, so it's a certain rate for a certain amount of time, and then it escalates, but it does cap.
And the attractive part of an ARM is that the initial rate is quite low.
It lowers the payment. Right. But right now, ARMs aren't necessarily lower than the fix. So it's an interesting time right now. But ARMs now are 7 and 10 years, some of them.
Are they really?
So they're totally different products.
That's nice. Okay.
So the point of that point is when you're talking to your credit union or your bank, there's so many different financing opportunities. That's the step. That's why it's step number one. You go and figure out what product is you're going to use, what makes the best sense for you.
Okay, outstanding. Now, we were talking also, I told Jim, I saw a thing in the paper, and nationally, the median price of a house was over $500,000 last year, and you said in the Green Bay area, it's what?
364.
364. 10
Up
years
from
ago,
324.
10 years ago, 364 would have gotten you one of the nicest houses in the entire county.
Those days are over.
Wow.
Probably never to return again.
Wow. It's incredible.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Never's a long time, but I do think...
That's true. Never say never, right?
I don't think they'll ever come down again.
No, I
don't.
Johnny,
I just don't. You know why? I don't. I'll tell you why.
Two things got to happen.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why I don't think they ever will. First of all, as far as with new construction, labor costs are going to go so high through the roof that I think all the new houses are going to be really expensive.
1,000%. That's true.
I've talked to builders about that. Their guys are on their late 40s, mid 50s. They don't know what they're going to do when those guys retire.
and our highly skilled people are 55 and above.
Exactly. And what they're going to have to pay people for the competition to get the good people to keep their product line, the quality as high as it is. And I think those houses just, it's going to reflect that, don't you?
Yes. I also feel like, so there's that, there's the labor shortage, but there is also a decades long inventory shortage that, our entire country's been in.
Right.
So that would take, on a good day, a decade or so to get out of. We're just underbuilt for our population.
Yeah, right. We are. I would agree with that. That's what I'm saying. When you said forever, that's why I do think that we just didn't keep up, the supply didn't keep up with the demand for a lot of reasons. There's a little greed in those decisions too. But I think we will get caught up. I don't know that we're going to have a plethora of excess inventory, but I do think we are going to get caught up in demand. That's just economics, right? I mean, economics will drive the, but in terms of the labor, I think that's, and labor costs are going up. I mean, you just even saw our little city budget here, you know, huge increases for the employees and then the United Auto Workers. And you think these guys aren't watching and reading this? I mean, wages are going to go up in the United States. And then the other thing is that what's going to go up in the United States is the vacation days that we get off compared to Japan and, of course, France. They're off, 35 days, vacation days?
Well, and we get an average. Europe in general has at least six weeks. They all take it.
That's what I'm saying. So I think you're going to see that now that they got their wages. The next thing that's going to be negotiated is time off, and it's going to go up significantly. Well, all drives up costs, I guess, is what I'm saying. John's right on this one.
Right.
Wait.
How'd that taste coming out?
Wow. On this one. Wow.
Wait. What?
So did you hear my plans?
Oh, my God. This is totally new. Out of the blue, we're sitting here.
I don't share everything with you, Jim.
And John's like, this is what I'm going to. No, no. Maybe I have a private life. No, yeah. We talk about what we want to do in our future, right? And there's some things I want to do, and Johnny, and he talks a lot about it. But then today, he's like, I'm going to buy a $100,000?
$100
cottage.
$100 in Italy.
In Italy.
And fix it up.
Oh.
Yeah. You know about this?
Do a timeshare.
I know, right?
I'll jump in.
Okay, you're in.
That's legit. I have a site that I belong to that talks about that.
Yes.
I know it's $100, but
because one of the reasons is because some of these villages, all the young people moved away from the villages. They don't want to live in the old country, as my parents used to call it, and everything like that. They want to move more cities and move it out. And some of these villages in those areas are just like
basically giving people houses away, but
in order to get people to move there.
Here's the thing with Italy. Their title is very different than how we hold title. Okay. So we hold title where, like, the person who owns it.
Right.
Their ancestors all have pieces of the title. So you might have, like, 20 people that have to sign off to get it to you for free.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's always a little
20
catch.
Italians. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Right.
But isn't that a great idea, what they're doing over there? Yes. So I will do a timeshare. You can stay there whenever you want.
Oh, hey, I'm in. Okay. I love Italy. I've been there a couple times.
Todd, you want to stay there a couple times?
I don't think nobody's going to go to Italy.
It is amazing. Let's talk about vacation for a quick second.
Okay.
Let's visit that. So like in the land of real estate, like 13% of agents make it. That's the statistic, right?
13%.
But a big part of that is like people, like you, the good ones
higher
work.
Than radio.
Yeah.
Higher than radio. Or not by much. Anyway, you just work a lot, right? And
13%.
But get this. So I'm going to be 58.
Okay.
I have not had 2 weeks off since like fifth grade when I started working. I can't do that. So this time I took 2 weeks off.
Nice.
I get why you do that now.
Yeah.
And I mean, oh my God, it's so necessary.
When you are working on a full commission and nothing else, it's amazing how much incentive you have to get up in the morning and go to work.
But even like my physician clients are like, you work more than we work. I'm like, seven days a week, 365. And look,
I love you like a sister, but you also learn that the world continued when you were gone.
Well, that's the key thing about having a great team, right? So like in real estate, there's two different models right now. There's the team model and there's the individual agent model. The reason I went to a team model was because I knew to service our clients at the level I wanted to service them, I can't do that alone.
Right. Yeah.
So like Amy Jo just works with my buyers. I work just with our sellers. So we divide and conquer. So everybody gets to actually take a real vacation. It's wonderful.
And that's great. That's really, that says a lot for you as a manager and the people you have. But when I had a company and the people, you know, they didn't really want to take vacation. Can I just work and then make the extra money? It's like, no, this is good for the soul. You got
to
get out of here.
You need
and your
to take
job
a break.
Will be here when you get back. And people need to be forced. Johnny, you need to take vacation time. I mean, people need to be forced to take vacation time. Look how long it took you.
Time out. Italy.
From fifth grade to, you know, 55 years old.
I'm going to a deer camp this year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
But you know what? The reason I took that vacation was I have a really great business coach. And he's like, you are a human doing, not a human being. My biggest challenge with you is you have to take time off. And he's like, to Jim's point, guess what? You're not that important. It'll keep going.
Yeah.
It keeps going. And if you have good people, it does. Right? And it did. It's fantastic.
These people who think work can't go without me, if they die, they'd replace me in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I do think people are irreplaceable. I do think that. Some people. But you should not be in a company where if you leave, it all goes to hell, right?
But I will say that's okay. In real estate and being when you're full commission, it's a little bit different than some other, because if I'm not working, I'm not making money.
But that's a fact. So, like, three listings went a different direction because I couldn't get to them for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they got to go. So I referred them out to other people. But it's like, it no matter what, you could, whenever you leave on vacation in real estate, everybody's like ready to rock.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Oh God.
I know. So there thing in the back here. But you have to make a conscious effort to do that. Because in your mind, you're thinking, I wonder if I should call so-and-so. I wonder if I should check on so-and-so. I mean, it's a different
path. But in the past, I've canceled vacations. I'm like,
oh, I believe it.
I can't go. Sorry. Yeah. I can't go. But I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You gotta recharge.
So would you this day and age, would you encourage anyone to get their real estate license and go into the business?
If anybody's following real estate, last week was one of the biggest weeks in real estate's history.
Oh, wow.
With the Spitzer Burnett, the whole commission lawsuit thing is happening right now.
Yes. What's up with that?
So what's really interesting about that is every single state has a different arrangement for commissions, right? The lawsuit was over. Real estate agents are colluding to charge this big high commission, which... One of the great things about the state of Wisconsin, we've always been a leader legislatively in many areas, but especially real estate. So our area, we've always had very transparent. Here's your buyer agency contract. Here's your listing agent contract. It's and every commission is completely negotiable, which has been since the history of time.
Exactly. I agree.
So it's like, okay, you can negotiate. So but my point is, like, right now this lawsuit was in Missouri. Now many other states are going to be filing. But what's happening is a lot of those states don't have the forms that we have. Those states are going to likely go to a form that we've had for 20 years. Since I've been in the business, 28 years.
Yeah. I mean, when I did my veteran clients, I always did 1% less. I always did...
It's 100% commissionables or negotiable.
And it's money coming out of your own pocket. It's not coming out of somewhere else.
It's out of your own pocket. People don't realize all the expenses that are involved in doing real estate. Back to doing a team, because it takes a lot of money to make these experiences happen for clients that they really should have, but it's not free. And my goodness, a real estate agent should be paid. They work really hard, but here's the thing. They need to bring value to the table.
Absolutely.
You have to be worth what you're charging. So, I mean, that's completely negotiable. It always has been in our state. But last week was a big deal for nationwide.
Is that going to affect Wisconsin all then, or just not at all?
I think the public will think that. But the reality of that is we have so much of that already in place.
Right. The flexibility.
Right. Totally.
Okay. Cool. Do you think, though, that what the judge said, you know, we'll get to that later. I'm curious what you think about the whole a la carte pricing of real estate versus a flat 6%. We'll do everything that we'll charge you this much for a showing, this much for a listing, this much for a closing. And you work different things like they do in other countries.
You know what, Jim? I think you're going to see a lot of different opportunities. So, again, that's where you shop around. I feel like there are different opportunities with different agents and real estate's constantly changing the next 5 years because of AI.
Right.
It's going to change a lot more. So I think you have to embrace the change as an agent, be on top of it, be in front of it, be a part of it, be excited about it. And as a client, be aware of what your options are.
Cool.
We're with Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams inside the house. We'll be back with more right after this.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor is stepping out right now to go teach his class. Did you know he's a professor? Sandra?
I love that.
I know, right?
He's a man of many talents. He
certainly
just say.
Is. Sandra Rank joining us. Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams inside the house.
He'd be a fantastic teacher because when I was getting my real estate license, we had an attorney, Michael Sewell, who actually is still very active in our...
I took mine over like the Zoom thing, the internet thing.
Oh my
thing,
God. So that lady I took it in person. And it
okay.
was...
Okay. I wish I would have done that.
The story. Because
then you could ask questions.
Yep. And just the relevance of the stories. And think about all the stuff that Jim's seen.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I want him to write a book.
He did write a book.
I know, but he needs to write another one.
Yeah, I have his book, actually.
I know. He needs to write another one now about working with me. Just so, Sandra, you tell me.
Anybody could write a book.
You had three listings. Tell me some of the things that people say. Like, let's say, and I almost hate to use this term, because I want to say it's heartbreaking, but there was so much discouragement when I was in real estate helping these families. First-time home buyers. It's probably harder for them right now than any time.
It's actually right now. It's Tell not me. As hard.
Okay, go ahead. Than like, it was about a year and a half ago. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
Like a year ago.
It was so discouraging. Right. I remember this one couple. I want to say it was like 11 rejections we got.
Not
and we're
uncommon.
Writing great con. It's like, and everyone that improved, okay, we won't have the inspection. Okay. Okay, we'll do blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll do it. And it's like, we got nothing left. We have nothing left to give. What can we do?
So what they do is they have to go down in price category that they're looking at.
Yeah.
Right? So then they can bid above and then not be, they have be in the driver's seat versus being behind the eight ball.
But you know what happened? It seemed like things turned so quickly and so dramatically that, you know, $150,000 house, you know, a nice little starter home.
That was COVID. COVID made that happen.
That's what I mean. It's like, wow. Right. You know, all of a sudden, because they're like, hey, we're pre-approved for 150. I'm like, well, here's one for 135. $150s are going for 185.
Yep, exactly. So right now how that's different is rather than there being 10 offers, there's 5 offers.
Okay.
So it's less
cooled
competition.
Cooled down a little bit then,
It's cooled down a little bit. Right. Well, the interest rates making that happen.
Right.
But as soon as those interest rates go down, you're going to see a lot of people come back in.
I remember showing a house in Manitowoc, ranch house, you know, 1,600 square feet. And I want to say, I talked to the agent, they had, for a weekend, they had 30 showings scheduled. And there'd be like 3 agents at a time in the house, which I hated.
I think that's rude.
I do too.
I think it's rude too. One at a time.
Yes, absolutely. So people can talk a little bit about whatever.
Right.
But it was like the Wild West there for a while, wasn't it?
Oh, I think real estate is like the Wild Wild West. I've always thought that.
Yeah.
No matter the time.
But it's like when you said only 13% really make it in real estate.
13% make it within the first 2 years. You know what? You're going to see that be even more pronounced because you have to be able to bring value to a table. It's so competitive.
Right.
And if you have nothing to bring, you have nothing to bring.
Right.
And that's why you're also seeing more teams come out because the team has, I have an agent that joins our team. We have such a platform to offer them. I mean, so you have the value of the team versus just an individual agent.
Absolutely. So is it still fun? Is real estate still fun for you?
I love it.
Okay.
So I think that's my secret weapon.
Because some people do get burnt out.
People get burnt out or they
give up.
I've always loved the challenge. I love the people. I love It uses my entire brain.
How long did it take for you to make, like, money? And I'm not saying just enough to cover your car payment or whatever, but, like, you know, to make...
So the...
Where it's like, okay, this is a good career.
Well, I made
couple
money,
of years?
I made money the first year. I think I did $4 million my first year, which is pretty good.
That's
way back
really
then.
Good.
Yeah, way back then. So I think I've always made okay money in
okay.
it. Where I feel like, to be honest with you, where I'm like, okay, this is like, I'm loving this, I mean, I love it, but I love this year. Like my team. Like, I mean, it took me 28 years to get here, but I love having our team. I love them taking responsibility for different roles and really pitching in. It's not just me working so hard. And so I would say it took me this long.
Outstanding. Good for you.
Yeah, it took a while.
Having been there, it's like, whew. Like I've always said, it can be the only job I know of. You can work your butt off. You could be as diligent as humanly possible. And you could put in as many hours as you need and you will lose money.
Well,
that can happen.
It can happen. And like people right now, like they say, don't plan on making any money the first 2 years. So you, and people come in. This is what I see. I think I have rhinoceros hide, right? Like I've been beaten around so bad for so long that I'm like, whatever. But I also am continually surprised. But the new people that come in are like, wait, this is way harder than I thought. I don't want to. And it's expensive, right?
Absolutely.
You have to spend a lot of money
fees.
To do it. Yeah. And they're like, yeah. So that it's, I can see why the failure rate is so high.
There's an image of it that everybody thinks is like, oh my gosh, that's just so awesome, so cool. Mm-hmm. And watch all the HGTV shows where they're showing these places around. And
it's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that.
Most of real estate is managing expectations and psychologically helping people.
Yeah, that's
that
a good
really
point.
Is it.
That's a really good
because
point.
Because there's so many emotions. And the other thing about real estate that people don't realize is it's so public.
Yeah.
You know, like it's so like what happens is public or like it's a small town. So if you like you don't get a listing and you're like super bummed, you're like, dang.
Yeah.
And somebody else gets it. Everyone's like, oh, I see you didn't get that listing. You're like, yeah, bummer.
You know, it's funny when you get a bunch of real estate people together, how much they act like they really like one another and they'll stab each other in the back.
If they get the chance. I don't see.
Oh, I've seen that. Really?
John, honestly. Well, do you see me at events, though? Yeah, like,
you know
right, yeah. But I'm not at a lot of events with, I mean, the agents that I've had experiences with have been mostly pretty good.
I'm just writing something down.
Yeah, I know, 1,000%.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sandra, it's great having you back. Here, we're wrapping up. We're going to be talking about some other things. I know you don't want to get into it right now, but you've got something, as important as real estate is, you've got something that's so much bigger community-wise around here. That you are going to put your heart and soul behind to make this a better community, aren't you?
Yes, and what it's an opiate detox center that is coming to Green Bay the next 2 weeks. We'll bring Mandy Southers on Friday when I'm subbing for Jim to talk about the program. But in the state of Wisconsin, there is no opiate detox center, and the fact that she's able to open up a 40-bed facility, to be honest with you, it blows my mind because it's so hard.
Oh.
And
can't
it's
even imagine.
The failure rate. Talk about, I mean, the failure rate there is astronomical. Yeah. But here's what I know for sure. These drugs are so hard to beat these days because of the fentanyl aspect. But if you choose to get better, you want to get better, you want to make a run at it, you should have a place where it's safe, healthy, decent, and that you have an opportunity.
Didn't you say your son had to go to Michigan and it was a dump?
Everywhere. He's been Michigan, Florida, Colorado, and they were. And frankly, this is a dump too. We're working on getting
it
not
being
a dump.
Let's do it every weekend. I'll throw everything I have behind me to help make it a great place.
That's what I'm doing as well.
And then you're going to co-host here on Friday.
Yes, I'll see you then.
Can't wait. Sandra Rang, thank you so much for being here. It's always fun.
Thank you.
And thanks for that great souvenir you brought me from Hawaii. Wow. And she's
walking
away with a new coffee mug from us. Wow. Mind on the Mayor. We'll be back again tomorrow morning right here on WGBW and WISS. Have a great day.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.